is your boss right to describe the Welsh NHS as sleepwalking into a mid-staff's tragedy, as you said today?
Well, I think, I mean, the Nuffield Trust itself talked about alarm at the extending waiting lists and the number of people who are now waiting for treatment in Wales, and the waiting lists are getting longer. And they haven't in Wales hit their A&E target, I don't think, ever. So there are real problems in the Welsh NHS, and
so he's right.
And Labour in power in Wales.
The Nuffield Trust this week also said that outcomes in Wales are improving more quickly than in England, and that cancer targets are being hit in Wales where they're not being hit in England. And I think it was completely outrageous when the Prime Minister said today. He said today he was on Offa's Dyke, and it was death one's living one side and death the other. I live on the English side of Offa's Dyke, where some of my friends who've wanted mental health treatment go into Wales because they get better mental health treatment than they get in England.
But the truth is that the Nuffield Trust report still concluded that the English system was operating better than the Welsh or the Scottish system. That is actually what
you still get more nurses in Wales than you do in England. But can I also say, Norman, that it is completely outrageous that you talk about a fragmented health service and how awful that it is, when it is your government that has made most fragmentation in this health service. It is your government that has introduced such a level of competition in the health service that it's completely fragmented.
It's simply not true.
It is.
And the whole thrust of our policy is to join up this very fragmented system to deliver better care and to achieve much more preventive care.
Clearly you don't talk to many medical people in your job.
No, I talk to them the whole time.
I'm going to bring in Dr. Fox. You've had some very critical things to say about the fact that in England the health service has been ring fence. The question is about running out of money. How do you square those two issues?
Well, as somebody who worked in the NHS for 10 years as a hospital doctor, then a GP, I just think a lot of the debate is upside down. Everybody talks about the input into the system, how much money is being spent, and the structure of the system. What actually matters is what's coming out of the system and how well the patients are actually being looked after. This is not a system that's run for the bureaucrats or the politicians. It should be run for the patients. And there are far too many problems in that. Now, there's something called the Global Burden of Disease Study, which looks across healthcare systems, not just in the UK, but internationally. And the last Labour government put a lot of money into the health service. The current government's putting even more money into the health service, and yet on a number of health measures, on things like premature mortality, on things like ischemic heart disease, chronic lung disease, breast cancer, esophageal cancer, we're not getting the outputs in our system that are even remotely proportionate to the increase that's going into the system, and we should be asking ourselves why. And I think there are very patient-orientated...